Well, like I spoke about before, we've got a couple of open houses going on this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Let me share with you what I expect as a listing agent from those that host my open houses, which I think is a good standard for you to do, whether they ask for you to do it or not.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
Hello, No Broke Months podcast listener. This is Dan Roshan. Of course, I'm the host of the show, No Broke Months podcast, and I'm also the head coach visionary for the Consistent Predictable Income Community Coaching for Real Estate Agents. If you want to learn more about how the CPI community can help you in your business, I invite for you to visit www.nobrokemonths.com and learn how we can help you achieve your success.
What you need to know about hosting open houses. Real estate coach Dan Roshan of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents talks about hosting an open house. Whether you're hosting an open house for your own listing or another, it's important to make sure that you're doing it right. Learn how to host an open house in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
Well, like I spoke about before, we've got a couple of open houses going on this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I did contact, you suggested that I contact somebody else. I pulled up the offices and I did see somebody else I contacted. They're booked, but I should be able to book up some more next week and upgrade that.
Okay, good. So now do me a favor, or do yourself a favor, I guess. Two things is, one is ask the listing agents what they expect from you. Okay. And then let me share with you what I expect as a listing agent from those that host my open houses, which I think is a good standard for you to do, whether they ask for you to do it or not. So I'm going to recommend that you do the following. So when they're hosting my open houses, what I love is if they send me a text the day before just to say, hey, just want to let you know, you don't have to worry about anything. I got your back and, you know, I'll be there early tomorrow. And then 15 minutes before, say, hey, just want to let you know, I'm here at the property. We're getting ready to open it up. Again, that communication is really cool to me because now I know that I can have faith in Ted that you're going to represent. Because even though you're not, like, if you're hosting my open house, that's, you know, you're on your own, but you're still representing me to my client. Any of the buyers that come in, man, have at it. That's all you, brother. But you still have to make me look good to my seller. Okay. And so then, within 1 hour after the open house, I asked for them to give me feedback so that then I could take that feedback and give it to the sellers.
Okay. And, now, and I usually like, give feedback after the open house, but you say 1 hour into the open house?
No. Within 1 hour after the open house.
After the open
house. Okay. Yeah, I mean, what you just said is after. I just gave you a sort of a timeline. So, okay. You know, immediately after, in other words.
Right. I normally do that anyhow. Also, yeah. Which was a good suggestion that you gave me, was pull some homes that are in that area.
Yeah.
And also run an RPR report on the area as well, which I, those two things I haven't been doing, I will do.
Let me go through that with you again, just to make sure I reinforce that with you and then introduce you to Eric and Mindy. So Dawn and Mindy and Eric, what I was coaching Ted on last week for his open houses, he was having a little bit of a struggle to get the contact information. And so what we came up with was to do an RPR report, one report, and a CMA, one report, and print it. And then also do like a market stats report. If you have Get Smart Charts, use that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google Get Smart Charts and see if it's available in your marketplace. If it's not, then go into, not everybody here is the same broker. So ask your broker, what resources do you have to be able to find out market data information? Okay, so now you're going to have the RPR report. So if you're a realtor, you have access to that, NARRPR.com. You may have to sign up for it if you haven't already. And to do so, you're going to need your NRDS number. And so then you sign up for NARRPR, you print that whole report out. And so now the strategy is you have this information And then you have two homes a little bit above the price, two homes a little bit below the price, and a home the same price. And you can even have that available, like maybe with your laptop, you know, and you can then that way you can maybe search for some other homes. And you make sure if you bring your laptop, that's a smart idea. Then you have your hotspot. Make sure your hotspot, you know how to use your hotspot with your computer. And so now here's the strategy. When they're in the home, you've got that packet that you printed out and you close them on, would you want this packet? They're going to say yes. But what you don't tell them is you don't tell them it's your last packet until after they say yes. So then when they say yes, then you say, oh, okay, actually it's my last packet. I just, you know, I didn't actually print enough. What's your email address? I'll email it to you, or your phone number. I'll text it to you. That's even better. What's your phone number? I'll text it to you. Okay. So this is like the 1-2 punch for getting commitment from people. So sometimes it's like when you want something, we sometimes overshoot by saying, hey, what's your number? I guess it's sort of like if you were, you know, younger and in the dating world, hey, can I have your number? Well, maybe they'll give you your number, but maybe say hi first, you know, maybe, you know, some sort of interaction first type thing. So that's what we want to do. So Ted, so you're going to close them on, would you like this information that you have printed? Nice color copy. They say, yes, I want that information. Great. This is my last packet. What's your phone number? I'll text it to you. Now they're already committed to giving you the phone number. And that's how we get their contact information.
Okay. So don't take their email, take their phone number.
Well, you want their phone number. Yeah. I said email, but as I was talking, I was thinking, I was realizing right. I was saying, but guiding you wrong. You want their phone number because you want to be able to call them.
Right. Because you also told me to stay away from the emails because that's the lowest form of communication.
So everyone else knows that Ted was really relying on email and for his outreaches. And so the only reason for an email is to get the phone number. If you can cut that step out, then cut that step out. And the only reason for a phone number is to get a phone conversation. The only reason for a phone conversation is to identify motivation means and to set up the next step, which is a video conversation. And then you walk them down the journey.
Thanks so much for listening to the No Broke Months podcast today. Until the next show, I invite for you to be grateful, make good choices, help someone, have the best day of your life, and go find a listing!